I love a piano. I love a piano. I love to hear somebody play.
Irving Berlin lived to be 101 years old, and so that's just insane if you think about the amount of time he spent writing music. He wrote for an entire century.
Interesting fact about Irving Berlin, he gave all the royalties for God Bless America to the Boys and Girl Scouts of America.
Hi, my name is David Smith English. I'm the Artistic Director for Clackamas Repertory Theater, and this is our 13th season.
My name is Meredith K. Clark.
Hi, my name is Alessandra Helwig, and this is my first show at the Clackamas Repertory Theater, which I'm very excited about.
My name is Lauren Steele. This is my first show with Clackamas Repertory Theater.
Hi, my name is Don Kenneth Mason, and this is my very, very first show at Clackamas Repertory Theater.
This is not my first show at Clackamas Rep. This is my second show. I did Kiss Me, Kate a few years ago.
I am from New York City, Queens, to be specific.
I was born in Portland. Right now I go to school in Texas, but for the summers I come back to Portland, so I've been here for 20 years.
I just moved here.
I'm Susanna Mars. This is my first show at Clackamas Repertory Theater.
Hi, my name is Kevin Minkoff.
Just under a month ago from New York City, which is actually where Irving Berlin used to live at one point on the Lower East Side.
My name is Matthew Brown. This is my first show at Clackamas Rep.
This is my second show at Clackamas Repertory Theater. I was in the Barbershop Quartet in The Music Man last year.
My name's Lars Campbell. I'm the music director for Melody Lingers On here at Clackamas Repertory Theater.
I'm going to giggle through this whole thing. We're so lucky to be working together.
Hello, my name is James Dixon, and this is my first show at Clackamas Repertory Theater.
An interesting fact about Irving Berlin, the first piece of music published was sold for 37 cents, and they misspelled his last name from Baleen to Berlin, and he decided to keep it.
Hi, I'm Natalie Malik. This is my first show at Clackamas.
And I've done a bunch of shows. I've lived in Portland really most of my life. My grandparents came from Oregon City.
My name is Caitlin Brooke. I'm originally from the Portland area. I've been gone for about 10 years in New York and L.A., and now I'm back, and I'm super psyched.
Mm-hmm. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, and have been living in Portland for 5 years. And did you know that Irving Berlin composed all of his songs in the same key, and he had a special piano that would change the keys for him?
An interesting fact about Irving Berlin, he wrote the song Supper Time for Ethel Waters in 1933 for the show A Thousand's Cheer. It's about a woman setting the table for her family after finding out her husband has been lynched. It's really interesting because you don't really gather that with the lyrics, but once you know that history, it's a really, really powerful song.
Supper time. I must set the table 'cause it's supper time. Somehow I ain't able 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home no more.
My name's Lars Campbell. I'm the music director for Melody Lingers On here at Clackamas Repertory Theater. This is my second show as the music director. Last summer I directed Music Man, which was a good time. And before that I've played trombone in the Pitt Orchestra a couple of times.
Kids will soon be yelling for their supper time. How'll I keep from telling them that man of mine ain't coming home no more?
My name is Mont Chris Hubbard. This is my first show at Clackamas Repertory Theater, if you don't count all the little one-off recitals and fancy cabaret things that we've done here over the years, which have been really fun.
Ellen Mackey's father did not approve of her marriage to Irving Berlin, and Irving Berlin gave all the royalties from his song Always to Ellen Berlin so that she wouldn't have to rely on her father for financial security if anything were to ever happen to him.
Originally from Arizona, but I've lived in Portland for about 20 years.
How'll I keep explaining when they ask me where he's gone? How'll I keep from crying when I bring this supper on? How can I remind them to pray at their humble board? How can I be thankful when they start to thank the Lord? Supper time, I set the table closets. Supper time. Somehow I ain't able, 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home. No.
Beautiful the harmony is in the music. When you come and hear the show, this harmony, this old-time harmony, always ends on these six chords that are lush and beautiful. I really hope that the people who come and hear the show are going to get to experience the beauty of that sound that is not always the most easy to sing, but creates such a great effect.
My interesting fact about Irving Berlin, aside from the fact that I've loved his music for forever and a day, is the fact that he turned so much tragedy in his life into great art.
I am from Northern California originally, but I've been in Portland for 18 years now.
I'm from Minnesota, and I think the first thing that anyone says when I say I'm from Minnesota, they go, oh, you're from Minnesota?
Although I've only been sort of in the theater scene for half that time. I was in the pop music scene, and before that I was in the going to college scene. Fun facts about Irving Berlin abound. One of them, I didn't know this until I started working on this show. Irving Berlin is... Well, I guess you wouldn't call it a pseudonym, but it's not his birth name. He was born Israel Baleen.
It's his love of country. His patriotism is so beautiful, and it's such a grounding element in our show.
Hello, everybody. It is my happy privilege to introduce a new song. America.
And he changed it to Irving Berlin.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance.
And also, to dispel a myth, he couldn't have only played on the black keys of piano because they're just too limited. They only play a pentatonic scale, and he couldn't even play any proper chords with them except for the one. But he did play everything in F sharp major, just he also used white keys.
One of the interesting facts about Irving Berlin is that he only knew how to play the piano in the key of F sharp. That is essentially playing only the black keys. That's how he trained himself, and that's what he knew how to do. So he had a piano created for him that had a lever that could be pulled back and forth to actually move the keyboard and change the key of the song that was being played so that it would be appropriate for whoever was going to sing the song.
There. What a buzzkill.
But I'm originally from Iowa, moved to Minnesota. I feel like I've been everywhere. I've lived on the East Coast and now on the West Coast, and I've been here in Portland for six-ish months or so.
I'm originally from Goldsboro, North Carolina, a little small town on the East Coast, and I've been living in Portland for 9 years now.
I'm from Beaverton, Oregon. I've lived in Portland, Oregon since I graduated high school in 2007.
I'm from Palo Alto, California.
Originally, and then when I was probably 13 or 14, my parents moved us down to Maryland. And then I didn't actually start doing theater until college. I got cast in a show out here in Portland, and that's how I've landed up here at Clackamas Rep. And I've been in Portland for, it'll be 6 years in, well, okay, the show was 6 years ago, but I moved here officially in April of 2012.
One interesting fact about Mr. Berlin is that during World War II, he created a show and toured with it for all of our armed forces called This Is the Army. And during that entire time, 3.5 years, he forfeited every dollar he made and donated that, which was $10 million, to the Army Emergency Relief Fund. That's equivalent to $132 million.
So it will be 6 years of me living here in April of 2018, but I actually came out here 6 years ago in August of 2011. So it's kind of both 6 years, however you like to look at it. And my interesting fact about Irving Berlin, aside from the fact that I've loved his music for forever and a day, is the fact that he turned so much tragedy in his life into great art. And I really relate to that because, you know, I hope we haven't all had a good deal of tragedy in our lives. But I think we can all relate to using music as a way to get through some times that are hard or some times that are tough. And so the fact that he was able to turn some really deeply personal and deeply tragic events involving death of family members and friends into some of the most iconic and everlasting songs that we have is my favorite fact about him. Absolutely.
God, what a great American legacy he is.
He is indeed.